When I left Skullcullen Killer, that was around 1936, I went to Colchesterwiddie, and that was the natural place to go from Skullcullen Killer because that was an Irish-speaking college. And I must say I enjoyed my life in Colchesterwiddie. And during my spell there, Cushton of Boston had a scheme where all the young boys trying to learn Irish or to become more proficient in Irish were sent to the Gaeltacht. And I had the good fortune with a local neighbour of mine, Lal Clark, to go to Ballyferritor, and I went to a place called Farden, to the Gaeltacht. And it was a marvellous period. We all loved it because we were free agents there, and the Bannatee that I had were lovely people, there's no doubt about it. And at night time we had a candle, but there was no electricity in the house, it was only just oil lamps and candles. And the Bannatee would wait, when we went to bed, she'd wait because we used to put a candle on the pillow. And then she would wait until she didn't hear any sound and she'd come in. We would be asleep and there was the candle sitting still on the pillow. And I can tell you, we got a right telling off from Bannatee the next morning. The danger of having a lighted candle sitting on the pillow and you nodding off to sleep. But it was a marvellous place to go. And one particular day, the school teacher there, O'Mother Hurtig was his name, incidentally. He asked us, would we like to go on a trip to the Blasket Islands to see Peg Sayers? Now, this was a great thing because we heard of the famous Peg Sayers, and we left Dunqueen in a nabogue, and they were called nabogues in Kerry, there were crocs in Galway. But I was terrified going on the nabogue across to the Blaskets because it was a very open boat and you could put your fingers down and touch the water. And I can tell you, if you weren't sitting immediately in the centre of the seat and to have balance on each side, it would rock on you and you'd be afraid of your life, you'd be thrown out of the boat. And I thought we'd never get over to the Blasket Islands. So we did. We were brought in to Peg Sayers' cottage.
The hair, my vogue, in the Lord. Believe, the head is good by the more thing.
And she had a big blazing turf fire there. And there were about five young boys and myself, six in all. And we met the famous Peg Sayers. And she was a typical country woman, as we would call her, a city man would call her, a country woman. And she had a skirt and an apron around the skirt. She was a stout lady, grey hair. And there was a big griddle cake. And we'll always remember the big griddle cake. It was a big pan on the turf fire. And she had this beautiful griddle cake on it. And she kept turning it around and turning it up and putting it back again until such time as she thought it was perfectly baked. And we were sat down there and she had cups, big cups. And she made the tea. And the tea was, you could walk on the tea. It was virtually black tea. And I didn't think I was going to finish the cup. But when you dosed it with a lot of milk, it was great. And then she took out the griddle cake and the steam rising out of it. And she had country butter, which I'm afraid it was very salty. And the Dublin lads didn't go very much for the country butter, I can tell you. But it was great stuff. Because when you put it on the cake, it wasn't so bad. And it melted immediately. So we had chunks of beautiful griddle cake with the butter on it, salty butter, as we would call it at home in Dublin, country butter. And we never enjoyed anything like it. And she started telling us stories, little Irish stories. And she said, you'll learn all these now when you come to Kerry. So when you go back to Dublin, you'll be able to tell all your friends about it. But I'm afraid we were so given to the having the little meal and all that sort of thing that we quickly forgot the stories. But it was only in latter years that we regretted we didn't remember what the great Peg Sayers had taught us. And before we left, they had little mementos for the boys. And they were cut out of turf, however they got them, and little oars sticking out of them. And we were given each a little nabogue and a little white dot on the side of it. And we got them going away. And we all had to give her a little kiss. And I can tell you, some of us had to stand up in a chair to give Peg Sayers a kiss. But that's how we left the island, after having a wonderful day with probably one of the greatest ladies in Irish history as far as the Gaeltacht was concerned.
The Vihu gona gudin yarakhali noon vib, no vih na brogu gudin chana vunayi, vih feri negint gudis kakhani vih sati maru mosta nalagi.